This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday. Yes, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. An amazing Friday as we cruise into the weekend. Thanksgiving's almost here, and we are going to have such a great show tonight. The Democrats, the communists who put out that video calling for subversives in the CIA and military to step up, they're now playing the victim. We're going to talk about communist antics, tactics here in just a moment. Got a bunch of emails about Trump's comments about American workers and stuff like that. I'm going to let you have your say. I had my say yesterday. We'll touch on that. We are going to get to what happens if the government switches back into their hands. What's my favorite airline snack? All that, Hamburger Helper, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's rewind a little bit just to set the table here. First, I'm not actually focusing as much on what those senators and members of the House of Representatives said when they called for members of the military and CIA to subvert the Trump administration. That's really not the point of what we're about to talk about. This is more of an understanding communist tactics thing, all right? Because they're doing something today. It's obvious what they're doing. They do these kinds of things all the time, and they do this because it's effective. It's effective unless you recognize it. So let's just rewind. You heard it. I've played it for you the last couple days. Democrat senators, Democrat members of the House produce, edit, and publish this.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution. And
right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard.
And that— Yeah, you got it. So today, if you notice patterns, and I'm sure you do, today, actually about the last 24 hours, what has happened? Well, in the wake of that, Trump put up a social media post saying something like sedition, treason, which, and that honestly, it's pretty much what it is. That's a jaw-dropping thing that we should never normalize, but there's no bottom for Democrats now. They're completely unhinged. Donald Trump, sedition, treason. Well, now every single person in that video has gone to the media and said things like this. This is Senator Mark Kelly.
Well, Kate, it says we are in uncharted waters. I mean, I never expected, after serving 25 years in the Navy, flying combat missions over Iraq and Kuwait, flying the space shuttle, that now I've got to worry about my personal safety and that of my wife, Gabby Giffords, who was already nearly assassinated because of something the president said.
Okay. He was Jim Crow.
This morning, President Donald Trump threatened to have me arrested and executed simply for reminding our service members of their oaths to follow the Constitution and to defend the rule of law. I've taken many oaths throughout my life as a combat veteran, a paratrooper, an Army Ranger, and now as a member of Congress. That is a lifetime oath for me. I will never stop defending it and upholding that sacred obligation.
Here's
Maddie Goodlander.
Look, I never thought that simply and clearly stating federal law would ever cause the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, to threaten violence against me and members of Congress. Look, our message is clear to our service members, and I think it's a really important one in this moment. Our laws are clear. We all take an oath to the same Constitution, and it is...
Here is what communists do. They do it all the time, and they do it because it works. As you know, as we talk about all the time, they are revolutionaries. They are trying to infiltrate everything good, subvert it, use it for the revolution, and burn it all down. That is what they're trying to do. They oftentimes will push too far. It's just, look, it's hard to infiltrate something forever without getting caught. You're going to push too far. And because they have a demonic nature, it happens to them really a lot. What happens when you get caught? What happens when you push too far? Play the victim. The second you push too far, when the hammer comes down, play the victim. It has been an extremely, extremely effective way they've been able to infiltrate Western societies. It doesn't work as well in other parts of the world that have kind of different value systems. Like if you look at places like Singapore, I'm not saying we want to be like Singapore, of course, but if you look at places like Singapore, when they had a communist problem, they just ran them all out of the country or threw them in prison immediately. Gone. Well, you can't do that. Yes, I can. Gone. Goodbye. Crackdown immediately gone. No communist problem. By the way, Singapore flourishing, rich, clean, everything else. But in Western civilization, Christian-based Western civilization, cries of you're being too mean, don't do that, Jesus said turn the other cheek, why are you being mean? Is that the Christian thing to do? Have been used to great effect on good people to stop communists from ever being stopped, for lack of a better way to put it. They infiltrate, they push too far, they do something bad. The second someone speaks out against it, it's, whoa, quit being a fascist. We have to recognize it for what it is. I've told you this story before. In fact, I think I told it again. I know I told it again recently about when there was a town here and they had the lesbian militant anti-gun communist getting ready to lead the 4th of July parade. And we led this campaign, a lot of people participated, to get her kicked out. Got her kicked out. All right, she was gone. So she leaves. She says, all right, I'm not going to do the parade. I'm leaving. What did she do? She went to the media. Media started calling her. And she immediately said, I'm receiving death threats. There have been death threats. I'm receiving death threats. The media started running with that story, blaming me for death threats. She's asked, can we see them? Can I show them to us? I'm just done with this. I'm out of the country. Of course, because there were never any death threats at all. But because she's a trained communist, she understands the tactics go, they just work perfectly, and the media goes with them. And half the time, the media won't even ask you to verify. Death threats, death threats. I've been receiving death threats. These death threats are crazy. Death threats. And immediately they, the bad guy, the subversive, the infiltrator, immediately he becomes the victim. The way to defeat this tactic is simply to recognize it. This is not a one-off. Like I said, it's really not about the video or the response from today. It's not about the dumb parade thing again that I brought up. This is something they use all the time. Jasmine Crockett actually just did it. Stacey Plaskett, Democrat member of the House, texting with Jeffrey Epstein, who was already a criminal at the time, during a committee hearing, and Epstein is feeding her questions. It could, on its face, it just looks bad in every possible way. It's unbelievable Stacey Plaskett hasn't resigned. So what to do when you are caught red-handed doing something terrible? Well, You're the victim.
Folks who also took money from somebody.
Wrong button.
Because I'm sorry, but like we don't have ethical like rules that say that you can't receive text messages or you can't respond to text messages, especially if somebody has a certain record and you can't do it in committee. We all be sitting on our phones and yes, people be texting. I mean, our staff texts us, like everybody texts us, like people
be texting.
I remember when I had the bleach blonde situation, you know who was texting me? My pastor. Okay. So like, let me be clear. There is no ethical violation. And so the idea or the audacity to decide that you want to strip a black woman of her committee assignment because she was texting with Epstein.
Are you going to do this to a black woman? She was caught red-handed doing terrible things, possibly even illegal things. What are you doing this to a black woman? We be texting. Extremely effective. They use it because it works. It stops working the second you recognize it and decide you're never going to let them do that to you. Never let the communist demons be the victim when they're caught doing something wrong. Smash them when they're caught doing something wrong. All right? Now, I will answer the question. I didn't actually answer the question. What do I think they have planned? I'll answer that in a moment. Before we get to that, let me answer this. What do you do to make sure your retirement doesn't get wiped out? What can you do? Believe me, I got the texts from my sister about what happened in the stock market yesterday. Did you look? Did you panic? That's my retirement. You know, Gold Co. can take that stress away. Get some precious metals in your retirement so you don't have to stress losing it all, because when you have precious metals, it's not possible to lose it all. I'm not asking you to do it all gold. Get it woven into your retirement so you can raise the floor of how far it can drop. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau. Call them. 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I should note that I referred to Democrat Communist Congressman last segment as Jim Crow when his name is Jason Crow. If you'd like to know who's responsible for that, well, look. What have I told you about leadership? Leadership means never taking responsibility for anything you do. That's what people underneath you are for. You pass the blame down to people underneath you, thus making yourself look better. Jewish producer Chris, producer Corey, on the sound list, they listed his name as Jim Crow. That's, in their defense, they're really stupid. I, the smart one, know his actual name, and yet I read Jim Crow. So, like, what, Chris? What? Don't blame Corey, Chris. Now Chris is blaming Corey. Yes, Chris, I can blame you. You know what? Actually, that is true. Immediately pass the buck. Now there's no one left for Corey to pass it to. Way to go, idiot. Anyway, back to what we were saying. What is the point? What do I actually think the point was of that video? Why do that? Okay, so Alyssa Slotkin, Mark Kelly, those are the two biggest shots in that video because they're United States senators, right? Alyssa Slotkin is a Democrat from Michigan. Mark Kelly's a Democrat from Arizona. Why does that matter? Well, if this was Elizabeth Warren or Chris Murphy, two senators from hardcore blue places, super, super blue places, that would be one conversation. But Alyssa Slotkin, Mark Kelly, they represent purple states. They both are senators from states where Donald Trump won. So here's a dilemma they have. Alyssa Slotkin cannot do the Elizabeth Warren routine. She can't do the Chuck Schumer routine, the Dick Durbin routine. She can't go out there and be Che Guevara. She can't. Michigan is not that blue. It's just not. She can't do it. Mark Kelly is in the exact same predicament in Arizona. He can't be Chris Murphy. He can't act like a senator from California or Oregon. He can't be Fidel Castro. He has to do it differently. But how do you do it differently? Well, there are going to be times where Alyssa Slotkin or Mark Kelly, they can't quite go far as the communist base of the Democrat Party wants them to go. They can't. They can't because they'll lose elections if they do it. So how do you make up for that? You make up for that by putting out things occasionally that make you look like a bomb-throwing communist like the Democrat base wants. Do you want a right-wing version of this? You know what a right-wing version of this is? Immigration. I've talked about this forever. The Republican Party, the Republican base is sick of illegal immigration, right? Sick to death of it. Republican politicians oftentimes will screw us over repeatedly on huge, important issues. But you know what they will do when it matters or when they think you're watching? Let's say, you know what? I have a perfect example of this. John McCain used to make Republican voters mad all the time because he'd vote with the communists on this or the communists on that. Used to make Republican voters mad all the time. John McCain all of a sudden has to run, had to run for re-election. I'm living in Arizona at the time. Now, this is Gang of Eight, Amnesty John McCain, who routinely made the Republican base mad. Boom, it's primary season. What ads were on the television? Every other commercial in Arizona. I'm going to build the wall. I'm John McCain, and I'm going to deport every one of these illegal alien scumbags. We're going to get these people out. What's he doing? He's finding an issue. He's finding something that makes the base uniquely fired up, that makes you and me look at it on the TV and go, yeah, deport them all. And in that moment, we forget about all the other crap. We forget about everything else you don't like because in that moment, he's feeding me something I never get, not even from him. And I'm finally standing up off the couch. Yes, get them, deport them all. This is the communist version of that.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this country.
That's what that was. That was Alyssa Slotkin and Mark Kelly putting up a shield. Not from you, not from Trump. That was them trying to put up a shield between them and their rabid communist base. We have a situation that we've seen play out time and time again. We're watching it. It's happening as we speak. Democrat politicians are afraid of their communist base. The average Democrat voter now is a communist, and they demand communism. That's what they want. Every poll shows it. They like socialism more than capitalism. They believe boys can become girls. That these people have lost their freaking minds. If you're a Democrat senator from the state of Michigan, you can't campaign on that. You can be a Democrat. You can't campaign on that. What's your base going to do? They're going to tear you apart. We already had an Arizona senator who went bye-bye, Kristen Sinema. She was a Democrat. She tried to do that middle-of-the-road moderate thing. See ya. One term. Base tossed her out. That's what you're seeing. Let's move on. Before we move on, let's save a baby. It's the Christmas season. It's officially Christmas season. There's nothing we can do about it. We've had Christmas lights up at the house for 3 weeks now. I can't help it. It's the time to save babies. Look, it's always time, but abortion doesn't stop during the Christmas season. What if instead of a young lady choosing death, preborn gives her a free ultrasound, she hears the heartbeat, and she chooses life? Do you think that would be a nice blessing for the world, for the mother, for the baby. Help preborn do this. They can only do it with you. $28 buys that ultrasound. That young lady who's already decided to have an abortion, if they get her in for that ultrasound, she'll choose life. Almost every time, she'll choose life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give today. It's tax deductible. It's the end of the year. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. It's the weekend time. And you know what we're going to do on the weekend? We be texting.
Because, I'm sorry, but like, we don't have ethical like rules that say that you can't receive text messages or you can't respond to text messages, especially if somebody has a certain record and you can't do it in committee. We all be sitting on our phones. And yes, people be texting.
People be texting. This, what, Chris? People be texting. Fellas, I just made an executive decision. That's got to be on the soundboard. It does. Look, people be texting, Chris. All right, people be texting. No, Chris. No, it has to be there. Come on. That's, people be texting, Chris. All right. All right. I went off yesterday at the beginning of the show about the messaging out of the Trump White House about the H-1Bs and the foreigners and things like that. And you wrote a bunch of emails in. And actually, I'm going to let you have your say. I'm going to read them. And just for reference, in case you've been under a rock, it's now two times he said this. This was him with Laura Ingraham.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent. You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
Okay. He caught a lot of flack for that, but then stood up in front of the Saudis. This was at a Saudi event and said this.
To bring people to get those plants opened. We want you to do that, and we want those people to teach our people how to make computer chips and how to make other things. You can't come in, and I'm explaining, you can't come in, open up a massive computer chip factory for billions and billions of dollars like is being done in Arizona, and think you're going to hire people off an unemployment line to run it. They're going to have to bring thousands of people with them, and I'm going to welcome those people. Now, I love my conservative friends. I love MAGA, but this is MAGA. And those people are going to teach our people how to make computer chips. And in a short period of time, our people are going to be doing great. And those people can go home where they probably always want to be. You know, when people are born someplace, they tend to want to go, and we have the greatest country in the world, but they want to go. And
yeah, they're dying to go back to India. You can tell. You can definitely tell. All right, so I'm going to read it because I had my say yesterday. I'll give you yours. Jesse, I worked for a computer company. They thought they could save money by making circuit boards in Mexico, provided no training, and things would be great. The rejection rate of the boards was 100%. Oops. It took 1 year of extremely talented people to get the rejection rate to 50%. Cost more to make the boards in Mexico after 4 years. Maybe Americans are smart, so on and so forth. Okay. Jesse, Trump is a smart man. Why would he let all those communists into our workforce to sabotage our industry? Some people disagree with my take. Jesse, I love you. Love your show. Again, he was cool. This guy's cool about it. It's fine to disagree. And you're making way too big of a deal out of an obvious misstatement by Trump about training for American workers. He never said they're too dumb, so on and so forth. That's a huge mistake on your part, not his. Okay. You're making a bigger deal. He didn't mean anything bad or evil. You're helping the left. Chill out, please. All right. There's lots of these. Jesse, thank you for what you do. Listen to your comments about what Trump said. I could be wrong, but my guess is that was part of the deal he made with those countries to get the factories, so on and so forth. Okay, so look, all these are great points. All these, and this is a fraction of the emails we got. It came pouring in. And look, everybody was cool about it. Some were mad at Trump. Some were mad at me, but cool about it, right? It's totally fine to be mad at me. Disagree. Jesse, I don't agree. Jesse, he's right. Jesse, lay off. Jesse, let me just explain this. This is just my point on it. If you've been abusing something, I'll use alcohol because it's one of the easiest ones to use. If I actually have a dinner tonight with a friend after work. I have to go out after work. I have to have dinner with the friend. I say have to because, well, it's not a fun evening. I have to talk to him about something. He's going through something, wants my help, right, whatever. But this friend I'm actually going to dinner with tonight, don't worry, he doesn't listen to the show, and I'm not going to name him anyway. He, for a long time, struggled with drugs and alcohol badly. Really, really, really badly. We're talking, I think he did a year in rehab, a long time in one of the closed-in rehab clinics. Like, you're not going home. You want to go see him, you have to go visit him that badly. So tonight, when we go to dinner, I don't know where we're going yet, I can't order a beer. I can't. Not even one. He has struggled with it to the point that it would be wrong for me to order a beer, all right? When it comes to the subject of immigration, all your points are valid. And by the way, I really agree with one of you who said this is probably part of the deal Trump struck. You know, you strike a deal with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia says, or this is just hypothetical. Saudi Arabia says, yeah, we'll come build a huge plant in Arizona. But if we come build this plant, you have to bring 1,000 of our workers with you. That you're probably right. It's probably part of the deal. And let's also understand that Trump speaks off the cuff and honestly. So it wasn't put the best way, especially the Ingram interview. We don't have talent here? No. You can't. Okay. Maybe it wasn't messaged right. My point is not even necessarily about the chip factory or the thousands of workers. My point is Americans who are patriots, the American right, not talking about the communists, for decades and decades and decades, we have been drowning in foreigners coming into this country illegally, illegally, and pillaging what is ours. Decades of it. Tens of millions of them. Did you know that roughly, all we can do is estimate, roughly 15% of the country are foreigners now? Just wrap your mind around that. 15%. Decades of that. After decades of that. Decades of that abuse. The American people, even if you struck a deal, even if it has to be done, even if it's temporary, even if you're right about this or that, even if the American people don't want to hear this.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented
no,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have.
It doesn't land well. My point was not specifically about the actual factory in Arizona. And as I've said, we are now at, I think I saw a number, 2.3 million foreigners, a reduction in foreigners in the country in the first 11 months of Trump's presidency. They're doing good. American jobs are rising. Foreign jobs are lowering. The latest job, they're doing good. On the subject of immigration, they're doing good. My problem is the messaging. That messaging is terrible. And when I hear terrible messaging that's going to kill us in the midterms, that I'm starting to hear from my normie neighbors about, I'm going to freak out because I love my country. I don't want the communists to take it back over. And I want to raise such a stink that the bad messaging stops. Rush Limbaugh talked about Trump about this before, about how because he's not a traditional conservative, sometimes he'll say something just because he's speaking honestly. He'll say something that lands like a freaking lead balloon on the right. And that's what he's doing now. It's what he used to do when he was trying to pitch that crappy non-vaccine he was selling. And that eventually he backed off. He doesn't back off if we don't raise a stink. My point was the messaging. It's got to stop. No more. Let that be the last speech we hear about how badly we need foreigners because Americans don't have talent. Let's never hear that again. Ever. All right? Let's move on. Let's talk about something chalky. I'm talking about testosterone things. Do you know what I did this morning? I've been feeling extra peppy lately. I guess I put it that way. Extra peppy. Don't know why. Maybe I'm getting extra good sleep. I don't know. Got up. Breakfast tacos. Chalk. 2 cups of black coffee. Right to the gym. Got done working out. Right on a walk. There's something that's just wonderful about having energy all the time. And when you've been gassed all the time, when you're tired all the time, sometimes you don't even realize how crappy you feel until you start feeling good. Why don't you go try a male or female vitality stack from Chalk, especially when they're doing a Black Friday special all November long. When you subscribe, you get a free $99 bag of chocolate powder. Free. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can get your questions emailed in. Still, we're live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's chop away at some of these. Jesse, what do you do? What do you eat while flying? I'm guessing you bring snacks because of the tiny little bag of peanuts while fitting in your hands perfectly doesn't fill your stomach. Well, for one, these airplanes don't serve peanuts anymore, and you can thank all these ridiculous peanut allergies for these things. Now we don't get freaking peanuts on the plane. I don't eat airplane food pretty much universally, no matter what it is. You know how they'll sell like the snack boxes or something, or if you're sitting up in first class, they'll serve you some sorry freaking meal. No, not doing that. I don't do that. I don't want it. It's awful every single time. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. I'm sitting there. I'm reading a book or something like that. I have to pull out the armrest thing. My neighbor, I just don't do it. The food sucks every time, so I don't do it. I try to eat something in the airport before I go. I'm not a huge snacker because I don't have a big sweet tooth. I'm a salty guy. I like salty and savory. So I eat salty foods. My sodium levels must be through the roof. What do you need when you eat salt? Water. You need to drink something. I am 6'8". I do not want to pee in the airplane. I will do alarming things to ensure I will not have to pee in the airplane. Do you understand? I need to try to explain this in a way that will make you feel extreme empathy for me. Do you understand that in a plane, for me to pee, I have to walk into the bathroom, put up the seat. I have to half squat. If you can picture my knees, after I've unzipped, I have to kind of half squat. And then with my upper body, with my neck, as I half squat, I have to bend myself over to the side. I always bend to the right. I'm not sure what that is. Probably a psychological thing. I half squat and bend myself to the right. And then I have to like jut my hips forward to ensure I hit the bull, and I have to hold this half squat bent over position for as long as it takes to pee. Do you have any idea how insanely uncomfortable that is? And if there's turbulence, and of course there's always turbulence the second you get into the bathroom, I have to do this while trying not to smash my head into the roof. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. I know most people think, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Well, it's not a big deal for you, midget. You fit in the overhead compartment. It's a big deal for me. I don't fit in the freaking bathroom. So I don't snack much when I travel. What, Chris? Chris said, that's why we need the Jesse Kelly Show tour bus. Chris, have you ever been on a bus, buddy? You ever been on like a bus, a big bus? Have you been in those bathrooms, bud? Haven't? They're not better than the plane bathrooms. In fact, in a lot of ways, they're worse. I actually got locked in one of those bathrooms for 2 hours one time. Did I ever tell you that? I was on the basketball team in high school, and it was our freshman year, and I got to travel with the – don't worry, I was horrible at basketball, by the way. But I got to travel with the varsity team, and I went back to use the bathroom, and little did I know, one of the hazing rituals for the freshman basketball players was if you went and used the bathroom, they would lock the door on you from the outside, and they locked the door on me from the outside, and I spent 2 hours in the bus bathroom on a basketball trip. I have PTSD. To this day, I wake up with nightmares. What, Chris? The Jesse Kelly Show tour bus will have a big bathroom. Where are we going to put that, Chris? You can't just magically add square footage to the bus. It's a bus. It can't be, it's not going to be a double-decker bus. Those are a safety hazard. Then you can't ever go anywhere windy. So I guess we're just not going to visit Kansas? I'm telling you, no. And by the way, road trips suck. Okay, everyone knows road trips suck. I've driven across the country so many times in my life, and every time you get where you're going and you're just so happy. What, Chris, what? Chris said, not in a tour bus. Will we have our own fridge? Microwave? All right, I'm listening. If we're getting a comfortable bed that fits me. Yeah, that's exactly. This works out great for you two. This doesn't work out well for me at all. I'm going to be sitting up on the uncomfortable couch eating Hot Pockets while you two are racked out in the back. Not doing it. Anyway, if I do have to buy a snack at the little store or something like that, I will usually try to buy a protein drink and white cheddar Cheez-Its, which is odd because I never buy white cheddar Cheez-Its really at any other time in my life. But when I travel, there's something about white cheddar Cheez-Its that just reaches out at me, probably because it coats your hands in a fine white powder that then gets all over your travel clothes. And Ob gets upset when I get something on my pants. And so that's really probably what it is. It's a deep desire to aggravate Ob whenever I find the opportunity, as all good husbands do. All right, let's talk about Gavin Newsom winning the presidency, God forbid. Some guy wants to talk about the VA and veterans stealing benefits, if you will. Making chicken for Thanksgiving. Human beings, why did we finally make a shift on slavery? All that and more. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.